for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Essentially weakening the United States economy.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA on trade with China.
China happens to be the country that contributes most to the United States' ever-mounting trade deficit. So let's answer the question, how does trade with China impact U.S. agriculture and in particular the U.S. livestock sector? So we go back to 2001. China was invited to join the World Trade Organization. The theory was that if China were allowed to play with the other countries, China would learn to play well and they would become more fair in their trade practices. But just the opposite has occurred since 2001. China has become a fierce, corrupt trade partner, and its focus has been on the United States of America. In fact, we've lost about 5 million manufacturing jobs since China was allowed into the World Trade Organization. And we believe this $500 billion trade deficit has weakened the United States economy by about 3%. So how does that relate to the agricultural industry? Well, the cattle industry, this is particularly important because we don't produce enough to satisfy domestic demand for beef. So we are most dependent on American consumers to purchase our annual production, meaning we want a strong middle class. So what President Trump is doing in order to reform trade with China is a long time coming. We support it wholeheartedly. We should have done this 15, 20 years ago.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA. More details about their organization at r-cafusa.com. And now, with more cattle news here on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Thanks, Bill.
We view welfare as one of our primary responsibilities.
That's Dr. Mike Apley. He's a professor in veterinary clinical sciences at Kansas State University, Manhattan. He's also the president of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners.
Being veterinarians that work with cattle, we view welfare as one of our primary responsibilities, and we do have welfare documents that are accessible to the public on our website. If you just Google AABP position statements, that'll get you in the right spot.
Again, that's the American Association of Bovine Practitioners, or AABP.
But we've developed ones on specific welfare guidelines, as well as one specifically on dealing with downer cows and also on euthanasia.
Apley said these topics on animal welfare are important conversations to have.
We continue to have those conversations in active committees to make sure we are up on welfare.
And slightly switching gears now, it is still animal welfare, but it's about antibiotics resistance.
On the antibiotic resistance side, we actually have an ad hoc committee that was formed to specifically work at the intersection of animal welfare and antibiotic use. So what are the welfare implications of raising cattle with no antibiotics at all? And how should we as veterinarians look at that? And we're not condemning any specific type of process for raising cattle. We just want to provide a discussion document and resources for veterinarians to say what other veterinarians thinking about the inability to treat an animal with an infectious disease. Obviously, our first priority is preventing it, but when we have an animal with, say, an infected foot rot or pneumonia, you know, most of us would feel real strongly we need to treat that animal, and so we are going to address that. And then on the antibiotic use and resistance, we have a committee called the Committee on Pharmaceutical and Biologic Issues, as well as an ethics task force that is evaluating our interaction with selling drugs and recommending them. So very, very active on this. I'm not saying we have all the answers, but we sure want to make sure that as a professional group, we're making everyone aware of different worldviews on these and moving forward on how we address them.
That's Mike Apley, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Kansas State University, and President of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.